Random House Audio presents The Launchpad, Inside Y Combinator, Silicon Valley's Most Exclusive School for Startups, by Randall Strauss. Read for you by Renee Ruiz. Introduction. San Francisco Gray Line is the largest sightseeing tour company in Northern California. It offers tours of San Francisco, of Muir Woods and Sausalito, or the wine country north of the city. But it no longer offers a tour of Silicon Valley, immediately south. From a bus seat, there just isn't much to be seen. Independent tour operators have come and gone, trying to eke out an existence driving tourists by the headquarters of the iconic companies in tech. These companies do not offer tours of their premises, however. The one chance to set foot inside hallowed space is at Apple headquarters, and that is only to gain admittance to Apple's company store to buy official Apple t-shirts and caps. Silicon Valley's past is more accessible than its present. There's the Computer History Museum, and Intel has a museum of its own. And there are the garages, of course, beginning with Hewlett and Packard's, then Steve Jobs' parents, and then the rented garage that served as Google's first off-campus office space. But these are ghostly places, the uninteresting physical vestiges of startups that have long since departed. To glimpse what comes next in Silicon Valley, you need to see the most promising startups, not museums and historic garages. There are literally thousands of startups dispersed along the 60-mile corridor that extends between San Francisco and San Jose, but they all operate under secrecy until they are ready to launch their first product. That's why there can never be a Gray Line tour of Silicon Valley's future. It's a shame, because this place is creating everyone.